Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The budget is the big news at the state capitol this week. The Republican-led House and Senate have proposed $500 million in additional spending for the roads. The Republican budget plan calls for a 0.5% increase for universities and a 0.8% increase for community colleges. The rate of inflation is just below 2%. Gongwer News reports the budget would also cut the Department of Natural Resources by 9%. Joining us now is the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Representative Shane Hernandez. Good to talk with you again.
Happy to be joining you.
Well, let's start with the roads. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, says we need an additional $2 billion each year to fix the roads. Governor Snyder, when he was governor, said we needed a similar increase. So why is your budget only increasing spending on the roads by $500 million?
Well, I don't believe that anybody disagrees that we need to have a long-term road solution. I think both Republicans and the governor have both said that. We've agreed to table that discussion at the moment and move forward with the budget that will keep state government moving and open. But we don't think that it is responsible to not continue to invest in roads just through the regular budget process. You can look at past budgets, and Republicans have been investing in roads above and beyond what is required by law for several years now.
Well, this $500 million is coming out of the general fund. Was that extra money? Did you have to trim something to find that money?
Well, we've done it in the past. It's through efficient budgeting processes that we're able to continue to invest in our roads. I think the people of Michigan see our roads as one of the number one issues in the state. And I think when you're looking at a core function like infrastructure and roads, I don't see why we wouldn't use general fund dollars to invest.
I'm sure, as you're aware, the Democrats are saying, look, if they pass this $500 million, they're going to say enough's enough and they're not even going to talk about a long-term plan. What's your response to that?
There's been an agreement from the leaders and the governor to continue those talks, and I think many of our members want to continue those talks. As the speaker and I have said since the very beginning of this conversation, we both believe that the sales tax shift at the pump needs to happen, and that's part of a long-term conversation. We're dropping that at the moment. We want to engage in that conversation. It's something that both of us and many in our caucus want to see, and I think the people across the state of Michigan believe that every penny that they pay at the pump should go to transportation and roads. And so we have just as much interest in continuing the conversation as the governor does.
Governor Whitmer did not say so specifically this week, but she's talked about a veto in the past. You're sending a budget that might mean a veto and then possibly a government shutdown unless you can find a compromise by the end of the month. What's the strategy behind that?
We understand, and she's told us that she could veto the budget, but we also believe that it's important for us at this point in time to put a budget out there that funds our roads, funds our schools at a record level, funds water quality, and keeps the government open. That we need to continue driving this conversation forward, and at this point, we think it is our job to push forward with a budget that does those things.
Let's switch to higher ed for a moment. As I mentioned, the rate of inflation is just under 2% right now. The increases for community colleges and universities combined is less than 1%. Effectively, that's a cut. Why?
Well, I don't know how less than 1% is a cut, but you know, we're definitely open to continuing to have these conversations. Unfortunately, we aren't having those conversations with the governor's office at this point. But the way we look at it, this is our what we're willing to start with. And when they're willing to come to the table, we'll continue having conversations about investing in all areas of state government.
Why does your budget cut the Department of Natural Resources by 9%?
Well, I believe if you got into the details of it, you'd see that there's some shifts from statutory and federal funding and general funding. So some of that is our fund shifts. Some of it are using fund balances that have been there. Instead of giving them general fund money, if they're sitting on balances, we want them to use those balances before we give them general fund money. So I think some of that, just looking strictly at the numbers, isn't what we should be doing. We should be looking at, are we funding the programs that are necessary? And I believe our budget does that.
Are you saying the department will not lose money? They'll have the same amount of money at their disposal as they did the last fiscal year?
I'm saying that Republicans see our natural resources as something that's very important, and we believe that we're funding the Department of Natural Resources at a necessary level.
You've made some increases in other areas, such as water cleanup.
Yeah, the governor had come out of the gate asking for $120 million in water quality funding in Michigan. The Senate had passed a Senate budget including that. The House did not include it, but it was definitely a discussion we all wanted to continue. And the budgets that we passed yesterday do include that $120 million for water quality. We think that we have some very important issues in Michigan, one of them being PFAS, and $40 million of this $120 million will go towards PFAS.
Representative Shane Hernandez is the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Let's now turn to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you, Lester.
Representative Hernandez says the $500 million for roads added to the budget does not preclude a long-term road funding deal. What do you think of this last-minute addition to the budget?
Well, it flies in the face of our agreement that we're going to take roads out of the budget conversation. And one-time dollars, unfortunately, don't go a whole long way. This is an ongoing problem we have that costs $2.5 billion. And so when the legislature puts one-time money in to that extent, it means it's overtime and planning. It's trying to hustle to get projects ready to go. And it's about the worst way that you can go about doing it. I'm glad the legislature is talking about long-term funding after we get through this budget. But these one-time dollars could be put to use in a lot of other ways that could be really meaningful, like putting hydration stations in our kids' schools, by building out and giving communities dollars for infrastructure to replace the water infrastructure, bringing it into our homes. There are a lot of things that will be unfunded because of this kind of last-minute effort to shoehorn a few extra dollars into transportation.
Will you veto this budget with this one-time $500 million for roads?
Well, we'll see what the budget looks like when it gets to me. They haven't voted on it in conference committee yet, so I'm not able to give you a thoughtful answer.
Governor, do you think the Republicans are testing you, testing your resolve?
Well, I think that this is the consequence of, you know, winning an election on the issues like the fundamentals that I did last year. It was a historic election. 2 million people voted for me. And I think this is what it is coming down to. We have a legislature that is still very much gerrymandered and not reflective of the people they're supposed to be represented. And remains to be seen if we will ever get to a real road funding solution. I put one on the table 6 months ago. The legislature took an extended summer vacation, came back, pushed this off to the last minute, and now they're cobbling together budgets without even negotiating with me. So I think that this shows the exact problem we have due to gerrymandering and term limits. And I think that it's going to be a struggle to see kind of where we're headed as soon as this budget's over.
Zach Gorchow and his colleague John Lindstrom wrote blogs for Gongware News Service. Both came up with options such as line item vetoes for Republican priorities if they follow through with this, or passing the budget and then going to the state administrative board to transfer funds from one program to another within a department, or veto the budget and end up with a state government shutdown. What are the options you're considering?
I think those are all very real possibilities, but the fact of the matter is, I've been committed to avoiding a shutdown, and that's why I introduced the budget and worked so hard to get the legislature to come back to town this summer so that we could have real negotiations. They chose not to. They put us in this position, and so it remains to be seen what is actually going to end up in these budgets that land on my desk, but I am fully aware of all the different mechanisms I have to respond to them, and I'm prepared to use them.
I want to talk about higher ed for a second. As I mentioned to Representative Hernandez, the current rate of inflation is just under 2%. The increase to community colleges and universities is under 1%. In effect, that's a cut. What do you think of that?
I think it's a cut, too. The budget that I proposed made a 3% investment in community colleges and higher education. We have a huge skills gap in Michigan. 45% of our adults have the skills they need to get into high-wage jobs. We've got to get that number to 60%. And the way to do it is by opening up paths for people to get the skills they need. Higher education, community college, these are critical pieces of hitting that goal and raising incomes for folks in Michigan. And the fact that the legislature is now looking at under 1% increase, I think compromises our ability to compete and ability to meet the skills needs of businesses in Michigan now and those we're hoping will make Michigan their home.
The Republican budget also includes a 9% cut to the Department of Natural Resources, but the Republicans maintain the DNR has fund balances that will sustain it. What do you think of that cut?
Well, I think that, you know, that could very well jeopardize some really important things that we're trying to do in DNR. You know, DNR has a really important role in conservation and protection of our natural resources. It's got an important role when it comes to fish hatcheries and our outdoor recreation. We have a huge economy built up around outdoor recreation. In fact, This week, I announced Michigan was the first state ever to create an outdoor recreation office to harness these great resources. And so when you see the legislature do across the board cuts like this, it says that they don't value any of these things. And I think that that's a problem.
I want to go back to the roads just for a moment. Will you insist on a 45-cent gas tax, or is there some flexibility there?
From the day I introduced the budget, I maintain I believe this is the best way to do it. It is constitutionally protected, so the dollars go into roads and bridges, and no future legislature can play the shell games that have become of our state budget. But I've also said I recognize that there is another legitimate thought about how we go about meeting this need. I am eager to have that conversation. The fact of the matter is the legislature's never been really serious about solving this problem. The only solution they put on the table is taking money out of teachers' pension system. That is a terrible idea, and it's something that I said was a non-starter, and yet that's the only thing they've come up with to date. If someone comes to the table with an alternative way to meet our infrastructure needs, I am all ears.
What's the next step to getting a budget for the state?
So the legislature will keep negotiating with themselves and send me the budgets. I hope that they send them before they go up to Mackinac Island for their big party with the Trump administration next weekend. And so that gives me enough time to really scrutinize the budgets and make decisions about how I'm going to respond to them. But if they wait and send them to me at the last minute and play games like that, it puts everything into jeopardy. And it remains to be seen. I've done my job. It's on the legislature to do theirs.
Gretchen Whitmer is the governor of the state of Michigan. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.